Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Wow, it's been a long time since I've been down here, actually. The last few free flows have come from my studio because my dog's injury prevented us from coming to the beach, and I feel weird walking down here by myself. Plus, I've had the house moves going on, a retreat, and full coaching books, and lots of Radcasters clients, and opportunities coming at me left, right, and center, and it's been amazing. But it's limited my time down here, so I'm glad to be back. Today, I want to talk about planting seeds. And I want to talk about this because, I mean, you know, when I first started Carlosophies, it was to bust the myth of overnight success. I wanted to tell the stories behind success, including all their failures and fuck-ups and all that kind of jazz. And I feel like I'm now at this point where I've almost come full circle, although I wouldn't really call it full circle because, anyway. But, you know, it's like that was the roots. And today I want to share with you the planting, the seeds, you know, the seeds that I've planted, I guess, over the past however many years, and not in a creepy NLP way, but just in general to highlight that right now things are going awesomely for me. I have a full coaching practice, no spots available until July. I have some amazing clients that I'm working with, and people working one-on-one with the podcasting, that's kind of happening just organically. People are coming. I'm getting speaking gigs, and I'm off to the States later this year to add international speaker to my repertoire. And things are really good. And someone asked me the other day, with the whole podcasting thing, because a lot of the work that I'm doing now is back to the Radcasters thing, right? So the online course is still there. And a lot of the work that I'm getting is working one-on-one with people who want to start a podcast or refine and you know, just make some changes to their own, some improvements. And so somebody asked me if they thought that that was because of all the work that I did 4 years ago when I initially launched Radcasters. All of the things that I did were formulaic, right? All the things that caused me so much pain and stress, the webinars, the email marketing, the funnels, all that shit. Do they think that that contributed to what's happening now? And I guess maybe in a roundabout way, because it's certainly not that the people who I was marketing to are coming to me. These aren't people who ever came to a webinar of mine or were on my email list. But that work certainly made me visible in this space, right? It was due to Radcasters and my work in that capacity that got me my speaking gig at ProBlogger and at We Are Podcast. So definitely in that respect, I guess. And then I took a year or so off to recalibrate, and I didn't know that I would come back, but I have, without all of those things, without any marketing, in fact, except every now and then and loosely I'll mention it here or on Instagram. That's really it, right? So it may be that, and it probably has, it's probably some seeds that planted that didn't bear fruit at the time but are now starting to bear fruit, right? And I think that's what I really want to highlight today, is the work that you're doing right now. If you're not seeing results from it, or the results that you had expected, don't lose heart. It may be that, you know, you're still in that propagation phase. We want things to be really, you know, we're into the, like, you know, what's it called, like quick gratification. We want to plant the seeds and then force them by watching them grow, you know, and we know that doesn't work. We plant the seeds, we water it, and we walk away, and we do get on with our life and we do our thing, you know. But like, when we're trying to make something grow, it's not really actually the space to allow it to grow. And I guess that's what I'm seeing right now, is the years of showing up, starting to pay off. Podcasting weekly for 4 years. And it's starting to pay dividends now. In fact, I was having a conversation in the She Podcasts group, and it was about, sorry, I'm just making sure my dog, oh yeah, he's there. It was about people asking, how do you make money from a podcast? How do you make money from a podcast? Is it worth my time? And it's like, you know, the answer is, well, I actually don't know that many people who make money directly from their podcast. The people who I do know either have a level of fame that makes them a draw card for a big network in like more traditional broadcasting space, and so they are contracted to create something, and so then they're making money podcasting, right? Or other friends of mine who work for a big broadcaster and get hired in different positions to create podcasts. They're the only people that I know who directly get paid good money from a podcast, and it's contract stuff, right? So then you've got like people who, and I don't know any, who make really good coin just purely from sponsorship. And then you have people who inadvertently make money from their podcast through it being a marketing tool. And for me, I don't see this as a marketing tool. I see it as a tool for self-expression. And the conversation that we're having was like, you know, there are people who have a podcast, and there are podcasters. And I am a podcaster. I would do it, and I continue to do it, whether or not I make money from it or not, you know. But by showing up here, week in, week out, week in, week out, week in, week out, over 4 years, I've built up a relationship with a lot of you. And so when I do have a retreat, or I do have coaching spots available, it makes it easy for you to make a decision as to whether you want to work with me or not, because you know me pretty intimately. Because of the seeds that have been planted, and not, again, in an NLP gross manipulative way, but in me planting seeds as to what I want to create in life. And right now, those things are bearing fruit. And a couple of years ago, I think you'll remember, if you've been around here that long, that I pretty much had almost like a nervous breakdown. I cash flow was just so stressful, and there was a lot going on for me personally. Work just was not happening. Everything I was trying was fucking up. Radcasters was a mess. And I walked on the beach. Actually, I thought I was having a heart attack. I ended up hooked up to an ECG thinking I was going to die. And, you know, it was just anxiety. And, you know, I was walking on the beach crying. Like, just give me a sign. I really want to walk away from this. But I didn't. I just kept on showing up and watering. And now things are starting to bear fruit. So, this is not like some magic path to success, right? Because we can plant seeds, but we can't control the seasons. We don't live in a greenhouse. We live in a constant state of flux. So things are, you know, life has its own seasons. And what's missing in this fast-paced world is trust. You know, trust and surrender. And if anything, those two are the pieces that I have been doing work on lately. The trust piece, trusting that opportunities are gonna present themselves for me. And the surrender piece, stopping trying to make shit happen all the time and just handing it over, like a conscious practice. Handing it over. Instead of me trying to make the thing grow, just letting nature take its course. So that is today's story for you. Planting seeds. And I wanted to share this with you because I know there are so many of you who have also been planting seeds and you're just waiting desperately for them to fruit. And I just want you to know that they are going to fruit. They are, you know? Or that particular plant will die and a new one will grow in its place, and that will bear fruit. The harvest season is inevitable. It is in nature and it is within you. And it is within everything that we create. But we have to do two things in order to make that happen. One is plant seeds, and the other is water them. And you know what? You don't even have to water them, because that's what nature does. All you have to do is trust and surrender. How easy is that? Anyway, that is my free flow for today. I just want you to know that what is coming for you, what is for you, won't go by you. It just can't. So just test out that practice of surrender, of handing it over. And you know what? In the beginning, you might be like, well, that didn't fucking work. But long term, I think you'll see it does. It does work. Things do fall into place. And your day of fruit, if it's not here already, will come. All right, that's it from me. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.